The formation team reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Welcome everyone to episode 16 of The Formation Team Reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. My name is Jonah, and I am your host for this season of the podcast. We have officially made it to the next to last episode. People, this is huge. We're almost done. If you're starting the series from here, I mean, what are you doing? You've pretty much missed the whole story. Please go back to episode 1, where we will explain how the podcast is set up and how you can get the best out of the series going forward. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I'm glad you've put up with my shenanigans for this long. Without further ado, let us dive into chapter 16 of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. At the witch's castle, we immediately see Aslan approach the stone lion Peter doodled on earlier and began to breathe on it. Amazingly, the animal starts to reanimate itself, slowly coming alive and losing its sense of stoniness. Before the lion is done coming back to life, we see Aslan go around to the other creatures in the witch's palace and do the same for them, and all of them start to reanimate like the lion. Once the animals have brought back to life, Aslan tells them to search the castle, looking for others. It is not long before Lucy finds Mr. Tumnus coming from the castle. Once finding each other, they dance for joy, and Lucy catches up on all of the events he has missed. The animals all come together in the square, and Aslan asks one of the giants, Mr. Rumblebuffin, to knock open the gates of the castle so they can escape. The giant does, and with a few blows from his club, the gates to the witch's domain are wide open, leaving no one behind for her to dote over any longer. Aslan commands all who have a good nose of smell to come to the front of the group and ask them to sniff out a battle, and they all do, with everyone following them close behind. The search party eventually makes it to an already intense battle between the witch's forces and Aslan's army, led by Peter and Edmund. At the moment they arrive, the witch and Peter are fighting intensely in one-on-one combat. The witch's forces outnumber the boys' forces considerably, but that didn't stop them from fighting anyways. Aslan finds Peter and immediately comes to his aid, rescuing him from the witch. When she notices Aslan, she is filled with terror and awe, not knowing how it is possible for him to be alive. Soon after, Aslan knocks her to the ground and handily defeats her. The newly freed animals also join in the fight, aiding the tired forces and turning the tide in the favor of the brothers' forces. At the end of the chapter, we see the witch's army start to flee from the battle in terror, knowing they've lost it. What stands out to me most in this chapter is Aslan entering the witch's domain and freeing the animals from stone. This event correlates with a part of the Apostles' Creed found in the Christian tradition. In the middle of the creed are the words, Jesus descended into hell, or in another translation, descended to the dead. Some Christians believe in the harrowing of hell when Jesus, after the crucifixion and before his resurrection, went to hell to bring salvation to all of the righteous. Just like these souls have been freed from hell are now among the saints in heaven, the freed animals in Narnia are now counted among the rest of the army fighting the witch and her power over the land, which is what ultimately turns the tide against her. To me, this is just another really good corollary between Aslan and Jesus. Thank you all for joining me for this second to last episode of the series. In this one, we finally see the demise of the White Witch and her henchmen, which has finally set Narnia free. Before you leave, here are a few questions for you to discuss with your friends and family. Number 1. Does this story of Jesus freeing the souls in hell jive with your belief? Not all Christian traditions share this, and if not, how do you interpret this scene from the story? Number 2. What do you think was going on in Peter and Edmund's mind when they went to the battle against the witch? Did they know Aslan had arisen from the dead? Nevertheless, died in the first place. This officially marks the end of this episode in the series. The next one will be a special treat I have been planning for some time now, so stay tuned to this release. I can't wait to release it and add the final episode to the formation team reads, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe.